Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maybe if you could just sum up the three games for us, just the whole week for us, what kind of things did you see from your group this week?
Yeah, we told them that we're really proud of them as an organization. And Kevin came in after and talked to him as well, and it's just a good start for the season for our organization. We are proud of the mentality they have. You know, they're still young hockey players. They're not men yet. They're not necessarily, most of them aren't pros yet. They're embarking on being pros. But the only way to have three games like that is to come with the right mentality every day. Because we challenge them. They play differently than maybe they've played in junior hockey. And we could see every player and the group collectively get better every day. They got better in practice because they had the right mentality. They got better every game. And then it's hard to finish as strong as we did. It's a long week. They've been on the ice six straight days. They're probably on the ice a lot of days leading up to that because they wanted to be ready for this. And I thought we had a real dominant performance today. Yeah, he definitely was getting more and more confident as it went. But I also think he played really good in game one. The puck just didn't go in the net. And I think, though, that first of all, Linus Weisbach was outstanding the whole week. He had a really good camp. Thought he made a great statement, not with just his skill, with how hard he played, how hard he backchecked, how well he penalty killed. And then I thought Kisikov got more confident and got more acclimated to the North American style as well. And so the synergy of that threesome today, Savoy is a driver of his line, there's no doubt. But I thought that Kisikov was excellent today, and Weisbach played very well. Where does the confidence show? You know, when he has the puck, he's at his best. And that is not always the case, right? Some guys are great in other areas. He's very intelligent. He's a great passer. His lateral agility is crazy good. Like, the first day of practice, we had an angle drill, and one of his teammates had him lined up, and he gave a little shimmy, and he walked right through him and went in a breakaway. And you're like, whoa, you know, that's – you know, and you saw that on the assist today to Savoy. His lateral cut into the middle of the ice is so quick. So that's when he's most confident. And he's learning now how to, you know, and we'll keep working with him, how to play away from the puck in North America. Because in Europe, without the puck, you play a little more passive. You back off because the big ice sheet, and you get into traps and things. And he skates well enough. He's going to be a good forechecker. He's going to be a good backchecker. We just need more time with him. But I thought he showed very well.
Kozak, I mean, not just scoring four goals on tournament, but everything that he does.
Kozak, yeah.
Yeah,
I would think I'll be coaching him soon. So he's a guy, yes, he's a coach's dream. He is a coach's dream because naturally, innately, he plays the game the right way. He wants to win puck battles. He wants to be first on forecheck. He penalty kills like a street hockey goalie. He wants to block shots. Like He's a real honest player. All coaches love those types of players. But he has underrated skill, and so does Cederquist. And you saw some of those things. They're not just hardworking, honest players. They have skill. They are intelligent. So they're more than just workers. I thought Kozak had a really strong camp.
Rusick is a big guy that last season in Rochester during the playoffs came through. What has his progression been like? He's obviously been pretty vocal for the team so far during this prospect challenge.
Yeah, I thought Linus and Scary and Lukash were really good leaders. They're the only guys. Like, a lot of these other teams had a lot of guys that played in the American Hockey League last year. When you looked at the rosters, you're like, oof, like, we're going to be pretty young, you know, and how is that going to work out? And I just thought that Lukash it was so important for him to be able to get back and play the 15-20 games in the playoffs. And you can see how much further he is along in his confidence, but also in his habits and his play away from the puck because he was able to get even some time last year. But I think he's showing, like our elite players that played with him last year, like they all know it. Like they all want to play with him because he finds plays everywhere, and he's now also learning how to play hard and hunt. And you know, Jack Quinn would come back to the bench all the time laughing at the stuff he pulls off out there. And good on him. And like I said, all three of those guys, because they handled this. Some of the other guys in this age group aren't here, right? And I agree with that decision by management, but it'd be easy for those guys to not be as excited for this. And I thought they all took the opportunity to try to make a statement with their own play.
So Hanek didn't face a heavy workload today, but he kept you guys in the second period. He kept it where it needed to be. What did you think about him just this entire week as an invite goalie? I know he stood out at World Juniors, but this is a different experience for a kid that age.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the invite guys to try to earn something, right? So I thought he was excellent that first half game he played. He looked a little more nervous in the first period today, which surprised me with how calm he looked coming in relief in the middle of a penalty kill in game one. But then I thought he got better as the game went on, and I thought he was at his best in late in the second and in the third when we needed him to be. You know, I think he probably would like one of them back in the first, but that happens. And as a goalie, so much sometimes it's about the timing of when you make the saves. You know, the penalty kill in the third period when it's a two-goal game, and one goes in there, and the end of the game gets pretty squirrely. So I thought he showed very well, showed why he's thought of very highly in the Czech or in their federation and in Major Junior.
On that same note, Spencer Sobo seemed to really impress this week. What was your take on his play and how he progressed?
Yeah, he did a really nice job. Similar invite that came here to make a statement that he's a darn good hockey player. He's very athletic. So he's very competitive, but he's very athletic. He's an explosive skater. When he goes into battles, it's hard. He has a great shot. So there is athleticism in there that looks like it belongs at this level. What I liked, he made a lot of young defensemen either back way off or run north to try to hit people. And both are horrible in pro hockey when you do that. You run north, they play behind you, and it's an odd man rush. And you back off, and you spend all night in your defensive zone. And that was him early in camp. And Webby worked with them and talked with them and did some things in practice about angling and surfing and playing up with his gapping. That's hard to pick up in a week. And I thought he was much more proficient at it in game two and three, which is a great sign also because it shows he has the ability to be coached, which is a huge skill.
Seth, do you think that you ended up using the third and fourth line players more than you could have imagined? It just seemed like even, you know, so many of these guys were here on tryouts, and you just rolled them and rolled them and rolled them, and it seemed like they just kept rewarding and rewarding and rewarding.
They did. You know, like we said, you know, what I first said, we're proud of the guys, how they played, and you know, that Burke wasn't in tonight. Passolt, who's probably been the best one of those guys, wasn't in tonight. But then the other guys, Kelvert and Spruill, and you know, Olszewski goes back in, and those guys step up. So for us to play the way we want to play, the way Donnie wants to play in Buffalo, the way we want to play in our organization, we want to press, we want to attack, we want to be on the hunt. You need to be able to play four lines to do that. Because if you're rolling the same guys over the wall every second or third shift, you get too tired to play that pressing, attacking style. So the ice time differentiation then becomes more in special teams. But 5-on-5, we were able to roll four lines, and we were able to wear teams down in the third period because of it. Good. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.